Cullen Jones joins us on Sports Byline USA. He's an Olympic gold medalist and has a very interesting personal story as well. And in the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing, he won the gold medal in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay, and he did so at a record time, and one of his teammates on that relay was Michael Phelps. Cullen, when you look back on those Olympic Games in 2008, what struck you the most?
Definitely the people that we were swimming against. We definitely had a lot of competition going into it. We weren't looked at to be the guys to win. The French team definitely looked better on paper, and they made a point of making us know that by saying that they came to crush the Americans. So we were already kind of jacked up about really racing this race. And the one thing about Michael was is that he never made it about him getting his eight gold medals. It was about Team USA winning. And before we stepped on the block, we just knew that there was no doubt in our minds that we were going to win that race, even though everyone said that it was pretty much impossible and it looked like the French team was going to win. We knew we were going
to
win.
You know, I'm going to assume that athletes always like to be jacked a little bit or have something that gets them motivated. I'm sure the French comment was one of those things just added to the motivation for the American team.
Absolutely. I don't think they're going to say anything in London this year, this next upcoming year. It was definitely something that fueled us. We knew what we were going into, and we knew that we were the underdogs, which, you know, as a country, we love to cheer on the underdog. And it was one of the best moments of my entire life. It was a storybook. You couldn't have written it any better.
Carl Lewis said something to me one time about competition in track and field. He said, you know, when I get to the Olympics and I compete, he said, actually, I've gotten more competition in the U.S. trials than I got in the Olympics. Is it the same way in swimming as well, that we have such great swimmers that really you don't know what the competition is like because you don't swim against them and other, you know, people from other parts of the world? Is the competition here in the United States tougher than what you generally might find in the Olympics?
Oh, definitely. I think that we're stacked. I mean, in our Olympic trials, the top six guys could easily go to the Olympics and represent our country. So it's definitely, trials are definitely nerve-wracking for us. But the world is getting better. You have a lot of people that are out there that are getting a lot faster in different events. But we have the most depth for sure when it comes to putting up high results. And it's funny, I've talked to different people all over, and they're just like, we just look at amazement at how many people are going fast in the U.S. It's just, they just wait to see how fast we're going to go and then kind of like match up to us. So we definitely have the depth, we have the talent, and in London, we'll do it again.
Where is the feeder system for swimming? Because I don't know that most people understand. I mean, they'll look at baseball and they'll see the minor leagues, or maybe they'll look at the colleges to take a look at the NBA or the NFL. Is it the colleges or is it the club swimming teams that are the feeders in the developmental area for swimmers?
I just think that there's, when it comes to USA Swimming, they've kind of built up this kind of a road for us to walk on. I mean, you're able to, I mean, no matter what age, it's, you have, especially for ladies, many ladies peak at younger ages. You have like a Katie Hoff, who was absolutely amazing and still at this time is still amazing. But she peaked definitely hit high times at a young age, where guys, you know, we have to develop, we have to get bigger and stronger. It really, college swimming and USS swimming has really worked well together to kind of put this road in front of us. And usually feeders onto a team, onto the Olympic team, it can come from anywhere, from someone that's still in college to someone who is, you know, on a USS club meet and that's 15 years old, like Michael Phelps for the first time.
You know, I have a friend of mine who is a college swimmer, and she has tried out in the American trials as well and not been able to make the Olympic team. And I'm just wondering, when you take a look at the ones like yourself and Michael Phelps and the others that do make the U.S. national team, what's the difference between being somebody that can compete at a high level and somebody who is just maybe a little bit short of that?
You know, it's kind of hard to answer that question, considering there's so many different athleticism is definitely a key point. You can't look away from God-given talent. But I mean, hard work. I mean, we wake up early. We have 5:30 practices, and it's really the dedication that really determines who's going to make the team or not. One of the things my coach always says is, you know, do that a little bit extra. You know, do that a little bit extra. That's what's going to get you on the team. And, you know, the more and more that little extra you do, the more of the chances you're going to make it.
You're an African-American, and no, most people do not associate African-Americans with the sport of swimming. Is that changing? And if it's not, why don't you think, given the fact that you've been successful, that more African-Americans are not taking up the sport?
I definitely think that there are. I've been working after 2008 with this huge platform that I was able to have with this gold medal, and I work with a group. It's called Make a Splash, and the main purpose is to help the drowning rates. But we've noticed that after the studies, African Americans are 3 times more likely to drown than any other race. So it's definitely a problem with, you know, my community that I see, that I really want to make sure that I put out that, you know, this is not something to be afraid of. This is a different sport. We can excel in other sports, and if anything, just to get water safe. And we've reached 1 million kids this past year, so it's definitely working. You're seeing more and more African Americans in meets. I'm sure you'll see more in our Olympic trials this year. So we're definitely headed in the right direction, but there's much, much more work to be done.
You almost drowned yourself when you're almost 5 years old. Was that something that drove you toward swimming? But what drove you toward being a competitive world-class swimmer, Cullen?
You know, I started off with basketball. My dad was a basketball player, and he wanted me to kind of follow in his footsteps. And when I was 5 years old, I almost drowned at a water park, and my mom got me into swim lessons within the week. I started off, I was really, you know, nervous and, you know, not really trusting water at that point. But, you know, they were on me about continuing it. And when I was 8 for the first time, I saw my first swim race. And, you know, my dad had groomed me to be a basketball player, so I was competitive by nature, and I was seeing these kids, and I'm like, I could beat him, I could do this, and it drove me into, like, you know, I want to do this, and I never looked back. My mom's big thing was that you're not going to stop in the middle, you see this all the way to the end, and I haven't hit the end yet.
I always like to ask athletes in a particular sport how they view other athletes in their sport, because they're probably the best, Cullen, to be able to evaluate another athlete. But, you know, all that's been said, all that's been written, all that's been accomplished by Michael Phelps with the world championships and all the gold medals at Beijing, what do you see in him that kind of surprises you or makes you smile a little bit?
You know, what surprises me is his ability to just zone into what he's doing. You know, I could be sitting next to him and, you know, we raced 100 freestyle together, and, you know, we go to different meets and we're racing, and he's able to, much like a lot of the elite athletes, but he's able to zone into this, I'm not going to be beaten, mentality. And not everyone is able to do that. He puts up times that definitely make everyone just kind of their jaws drop. We have a lot of talent on the team, and, that's one of the biggest things that I've seen from him that is absolutely amazing.
We have only about a couple minutes left, but is he an intimidating factor when it comes to swimming? I mean, when he gets on the board, do other, you know, swimmers around him say, hey, I'm going to have to go beyond my best game in order to be able to beat him? Does he intimidate the competition?
I would say for some. I mean, I would think that for others it's not so much the case. First off, I'm friends with Michael, so it's a little different. But I have that mentality that you're not going to beat me. It doesn't matter. Another person is obviously Ryan Lochte. The two of them have been racing together and racing against each other for years now. And one beating one beating the other. For certain people, I think it does get in their heads. But, you know, that's kind of what sport is about, you know, to make the champions believe that they're not going to lose.
What are we going to have for a team, swim team, in London for the 2012 Olympics?
You know, I think it's going to be hard because in 2008 we had such a talented team, but, you know, in London, like, you have so many new faces, you have so many new names, and we're just going to have to go out there and try to outdo what we did in 2008.
I know you have a website in order to help this effort, in order to educate black kids as far as swimming. Tell everybody what that is and where they can get more information on it, because it's a very
Absolutely.
Wonderful effort.
Absolutely. It's called makeasplash.org. It is a great website where even if your children know how to swim, you can sign up other children to learn and sponsor other kids so that they can get water safe. It's such a big problem in the U.S. Not many people understand and know that, you know, second to car crashes, it is the second leading death accidental children under the age of 14. Not many people shine light on it. Not many people know that, but it's definitely something that we need to change. It's preventable. You can easily just give swim lessons. And once these kids learn how to swim, it's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Where do you keep your gold medal?
I get that a lot. It's either under my bed or in a safety deposit box, but usually under my bed.
Cullen, I really enjoyed this. You're welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline. We'll stay in touch with you. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and take care.
Cullen Jones with us again, Olympic gold medalist in the 2008 Olympic Games. He was on that record-setting 4x100-meter freestyle relay team along with Michael Phelps, and this is quite a young man. We're going to take a break here, come back on the other side, but again, remember, Cullen Jones with us here on Sports Byline as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA.